Welcome to the Lease Option Experience. I'm John Jackson, your host, and together with my co-host, Joe Seske, we answer all of your questions about lease options in real estate. We answer questions about sandwich lease options, straight lease options, lease option assignments, also known as wholesaling lease options, which is exactly what we specialize in and what I've specialized in since 2003, having done well over 700 lease option transactions. If you have questions about lease options, this is the podcast you want to be listening to. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there about real estate investing, but this is the only podcast devoted specifically to the niche of lease options. We answer all of your questions and guide you through actual real transactions, both of our own, our students, and our listeners. So what do you say? Let's get started with the next episode of the Lease Option Experience. Well, hey there. Welcome to the Lease Option Experience. I am your number one host, John Jackson, and over here,
Joe Seske.
None other than Joe Seske. You all know him as the guy from Pennsylvania, I'm sure. Welcome to this episode of the Lease Option Experience, where we focus on lease options in real estate, as well as other random crap that happens to be on our mind at the time. If you are watching us on YouTube or just hit subscribe. Subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumbs up. If you're watching us on YouTube, again, just put comments, questions below. We actually will answer those comments and questions. Glad to be here, Joe. Boy, we've got a bunch of stuff going on with our students, a bunch of things going on. In case y'all don't know, we have a coaching program. It's our Dream Partner program, where we bring on students, about three or four students a month, and we coach them on how to do lease options. But part of that is the marketing, doing a lot of marketing. And that marketing is going to bring leads that you don't know what category they fit into. Most of the marketing we do, the leads are lease options. But just in the last couple of weeks, or 3 weeks for sure, I know we've had two hotels that came across, two apartments, and then one commercial building mm-hmm. that have come up from the leads that, you know, we're not even marketing for them. Mm-hmm. And I've been noticing in the last week, I would say, maybe 2 weeks, where we're getting more, it seems like we're getting more sellers responding.
I've seen that's interesting you said that, because I've seen an uptick in price sheets from our Dream Partners and, you know, seller calls. Yes. And I can only attribute that to we're going into summer now and their house didn't sell in the spring, you know?
So imagine in, October, end of September and October, summer's gone, school started, and their house is still on the market. The response rate to our marketing is going to go up, I think, quite a bit.
Right. Right.
Today I'm working with some students on, one of them is subject to in Houston. The other one is, I don't know yet, because we're that may be either a wholesale or potentially owner finance in Houston. Then I've got another one in Louisiana where it'll be a wholesale deal for sure. Mm-hmm. And we don't even market for these. It's just at the end of the day, when you do your marketing, whatever marketing that is, texting or direct mail, whatever, the leads come in, and as I always say, you know, you've got to figure out what bucket they go into. But yes, we're getting more and more, as you say, the seller price sheets. The seller price sheets is what we send to the seller, saying, hey, here's how much you're going to make on the lease option. But we're getting a lot more of those going out. I've got like three students alone that keep me buried with price sheets. Mm-hmm. And you've got a ton of students, so I would imagine you're just banging through a bunch of price sheets, you know. What are you seeing right now as kind of the average option fee that you're sending out on price sheets? Not the price, but the average option fee.
I would say right around 10 grand.
Still, I'm seeing higher.
I purposely focus my students, Dream Partners, to target more blue collar properties, more bread and butter, or whatever, because they're easier to move.
Oh yeah.
I know we have different styles a little bit. You like to bring in a $500,000-$700,000 house and it's a higher option fee. So to answer your question, you know, my average is going to be lower because I like to work with those, you know, more affordable homes. But easier to move. I think we had this discussion on our Facebook group is I'd rather be Walmart than, you know, Pier 1 Imports or have a boutique shop like yourself. Right. I'd rather move 2-3 deals at $8,000-$10,000 than one every 6 months at 20 or 30. I mean, it just depends on how you want to work it.
So I'm seeing, something that I've veered away from some is, depending on the area, is when we're doing a list off of, say, Redfin, mm-hmm. or going to pull a list of, say, of listed houses, I either have dropped the floor for the lowest price, so like 180 or what, 175, wherever that is, where it used to be.
Depends where you are.
So about 175,
right?
To say 475, right. 500. If the area is smaller, like we were just looking in Lubbock and then Denton County. I know it's two totally different areas, but I said, forget about the price. Like, I don't even care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's a smaller area.
Right.
So I don't want to put, I want to reduce the number of filters I put on that list. But I'm seeing the average option fee, and guys, this, the option fee, the assignment fee, that's how much you're paid on a lease option assignment, is that option fee. That's how much you're paid. I used to say the average was $8,500, but that was probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Now I'm seeing that for what we're doing, I see the average of about 14,000, 16,000.
Yeah.
Is what I see the average option fee on these price sheets.
And you have to remember too, recently, I mean, the housing market has been record appreciation year after year after year. And our option fee is based off of the option price or the sales price. So of course you're going to see that go up.
Yes. Yeah, so we're seeing higher priced houses. Mm-hmm. It seems to be what we're bringing in. And so the option fee, what the student's going to get paid, goes up as well. But yeah, so we're seeing a pretty dramatic, I think, uptick in price sheets going out, responses. Jose, one of my students, this is Thursday. So Monday, I think we were on a call. He had two houses he was getting under contract that he did from follow-up, mm-hmm. where one of them was the initial lead was in February. So this is June. Right. Or whatever. So
time has elapsed.
Yeah, so three or 4 months go by. The seller's like, okay, hey, I'm ready for plan B now. You know?
Right.
And so what Jose does, he uses REI Black Book, I believe, but he puts them into a follow-up sequence, you know, which depending on the CRM you're using, whether it be FreedomSoft or BlackBook, whatever, you can put them in a follow-up sequence every few weeks or so. And that's what he's done.
And that's why you can't get frustrated too. If a lot of sellers, they want to at least try and sell it either on their own or with their agent first. So you send that price sheet there, that's always going to be simmering in the back of their mind, right? So I can't tell you how many times a seller months later, or you know, sometimes a year later, will be like, hey, Joe, you know, are you still doing, you know, can we still do the lease option, right? You know, but at the time it's like, the seller doesn't want to work with me. They just want to list it. And that can get frustrating, but you got to, once you build up that traction, not all, but a good chunk will come back that couldn't sell it. And they just needed that time to elapse first.
You know, something I just thought about as you were talking is when students send off price sheets, or when someone sends off the seller price sheet, if the seller says, no, not right now, I think we're good, is, boy, talk about follow-up, as you print that off with their mailing address, and then in 3 weeks, you literally mail it to them. Yeah. Hey, Bob, just remind you, I don't know if your house sold or not, but just in case you want to refresh your memory, here's how much you're going to make. And so maybe send the comparison sheet with it. Mm-hmm. So you send it in the mail, they're going to see that. That's going to be much more to them than an email.
Right. That's clever.
I just thought of that. Yeah. I'm a genius. So there we go.
Couldn't have done it without me, right?
So we're seeing a lot more activity coming up
and it's going to get busier and busier. So really excited about that. Also excited about the next 3-day boot camp we have coming up.
It's going to be fun. It's a lot of work yet to be done on that, but it's going to be fun.
It's going to be here. So I'm a little nervous. I always get a little anxious before the boot camps because there's always the prep work and always go back through my presentation.
Always new things.
And, I always go back through and go, I want to change this. Or I want to change that or whatever. But, the last boot camp we had was, I think, one of the easiest, smoothest.
Our hybrid virtual one, right?
Yeah, the hybrid virtual one. This is not a hybrid, the one we're doing this time, but just the flow of the content and everything, I thought went very, very well. And if you're watching or listening and you want to find out more about our live boot camps that we do about 3 or 4 a year, and these are 3 days long. You can go to nextbootcamp.com, nextbootcamp.com. And of course, everything is on leaseoptionclasses.com that you can learn about there. And actually, if you haven't yet, you can go to leaseoptionclasses.com. You can actually enter your name and email. And I'm going to give you a bunch of free stuff, like my lease option calculator. People love that calculator, man.
Is that a real calculator you get
in the mail? It's a TI, Texas Instrument.
Wow. Yeah. So this is, no Chinese stuff here.
Yeah. Well, Texas
Instrument. You get one calculator. It's the lease option calculator. It can only calculate option fees.
That's all it does. But yeah, you get the lease option calculator. You get our lead sheets. And you get a bunch of free stuff there when you go to leaseoptionclasses.com. Plus, there's a lot of videos on there as well that we do and from our YouTube and everything. One of the things, talking about the seller price sheets that our students send out, here's something I have found, I'm sure you found the same thing, is our students will go into absolute hysteria when they have a seller that wants a price sheet.
Oh my God, you have to send it.
If you waste any seconds,
your chances of getting that contract are just exponentially decreasing.
Yes, and so they will text us and call us and email us at, at 10 p.m.
Understandable, they're excited.
They're excited. I gotta get this price sheet. Yeah. But this is what I see.
The house has been for sale for 110 days.
They gotta get the sheet out right now. Joe and I get to our computer, whatever, we go, yep, hey, this price sheet looks good, or hey, change this. And they send out the price sheet. And here's what I find at this point is then I'll talk to the student or follow up 4 or 5 days later, hey, what happened to that house? I don't know. He hadn't got back to me. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not how you do this. You send that price sheet, you call the next day. Mm-hmm. But they're so, two things. They're so excited to send out the price sheet, and they think the seller's just going to call them back. Oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. What do I sign? I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You got to call them and go, hey, did you get the price sheet? Yeah. Do you have any questions? And I pound that into my students, and I call them out on it on the calls we have.
Right.
Like, that's not how you do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the yesterday with one of David's students. I was like, that's not how you do this, but you've got to, people get nervous talking to sellers.
I think anybody might get a little anxious or nervous, speaking on anything that they're not that knowledgeable in yet, for sure. So I could see that, I'd much rather hide behind my keyboard as well and cashier's checks, but it's just not the way it works. So our job to show them the way.
Yeah, you gotta talk to people. Another thing we're super excited about is our dream partners, our students, we're going to St. Pete, Florida in August.
We're going to the beach.
We're gonna see all of our dream partners in Speedos. That'll be fun. But that is our first time we've had a mastermind for our dream partners outside of Texas. So we're all going to go to Florida, have a lot of fun. We're going to get on a catamaran. But I'm bringing in two people for sure, it looks like. I don't know if I'll bring a third, but I'm bringing in Jason Palliser. You don't know Jason. So Jason was the co-founder of REI Black Book. And then he ended up selling it to Damon. But Jason has an event called the 2-Day Blueprint, and I went to it. It was there in St. Pete, and it was really, really good. It was really phenomenal information on. It was heavy on the marketing and systems. but he had some really good ideas for marketing that I thought, okay, because he's in Tampa in the St. Petersburg area. So I said, I want you to come to this mastermind and talk about some of your marketing. And there's a couple of things in particular I'm going to have him talk about there, but that's going to be a huge benefit for our dream partners. Probably have Jesse Mills there as well, mm-hmm. talking about it, mm-hmm. what he does, which is a little bit different than what we do. Well, he has the buyers, he gets the buyers from the agents or the loan officers, mm-hmm. and then goes out and gets them the house. So mm-hmm. it's structured a little bit different, but he'll be there.
Cool.
As well. So, so that'll be really good.
That'll be powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one other, person I was considering having there, but I think for time constraints, we're just going to have them. But I'm looking forward to this mastermind. Mm-hmm. The last one we had was in Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. and that was a phenomenal. We only did one day there, and it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. That was a beautiful hotel.
A beautiful hotel. So many business relationships were mm-hmm. formed there that have gone on to blossomed on some amazing things, you know. Since that mastermind. Again, if you're watching us or listening to us, you want to learn more about even working with Joe and myself, you can go to leaseoptionclasses.com. You can also go to another application. If you want to work with us, you can just go straight to the application. It's thedreampartners.com.
So many websites.
I know, I've got so many sites. But our, if you want to work with
us. If you want a directory of the sites, you go to directoryofthesites.com.
If you want to find out what I'm having for dinner tomorrow, yes, you can go to thedreampartners.com or you can go to leaseoptionclasses.com. But yes, we got a lot of great things going on here with our students and everything, and with the live events and with the mastermind we have coming up. So a lot of big things. You know, in the middle of the pandemic last year, when everybody, you know, scared, was horribly scared, I was talking to my CPA and I was looking at the numbers, and we didn't quite triple our revenue, but it was just under triple the revenue. So I'm like, man, bring on the viruses. If dead people is what it takes to make money in this world, by God, bring on the viruses, Joe. That's what I say. As Joe sits there in absolute silence, going, I'm going to hell.
By association, maybe. No, we have fine-tuned and just meticulously just supercharged our Dream Partner program the past couple years. And because of that, we're able to bring on more people and, you know, change more lives. And, you know, it's cliche, but we are just getting better and better every year. And the numbers certainly reflect that. So I'm excited. COVID or not.
I miss that watch. Can I hold it for a moment? I really miss that watch. Yeah, I've told you I tried to buy other watches like it, and I can't get it.
There's none other.
Like I know it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful watch. It's a TX. I lost the.
What?
I lost the. It fell out.
No, yeah. Dude, you can't.
I have. It's coming. I have a replacement. It's brand new. Yeah, it fell out.
You know.
So I wear it all the time. I know. It's only I took it to the pawn shop. It's only worth like $300. It's not like a Rolex from the 60s or something.
Damn
it. Is. Yeah. It's,
Anyway, all right, so let's wrap this up here. Guys, if you want more information on what Joe and I do as far as lease options, go to leaseoptionclasses.com. If you want to work with us as one of our students, you go to thedreampartners.com, thedreampartners.com, and get the application to us. It takes about 4 minutes to get us your information. Again, subscribe, like, leave questions and comments, or you can even email us with questions. That's questions@leasingtobuy. We got so much crap. Question. Now I'm laughing at while I'm giving them so many instructions.
Kind of defeats the purpose of having these.
Of having the podcast. All right. Anyway,
these links I was going to say in emails.
Oh, well. So go to leaseoptionclasses.com, get a bunch of free stuff there, free downloads and everything. My lease option calculator, my seller price sheet is on there as well. The lead sheet, there's a bunch of stuff is on there. And you can also see where our next 3-day event is. So I think that's it. I think we're wrapping this up, Joe. Anything else, Joe?
No, no. You have any of those free 2-day cruises left?
No! Oh, my God. So, yeah, we used to, there weren't 2 days. There were like 5 days. So we used to give away, I would go speak at RIAs, at real estate groups. I guess we're not done with the show yet. So I would go speak at real estate groups and selling my course with the contracts and everything. And I had this relationship with a promotions company, and I had all these free these certificates for people to go to Mexico to these resorts for like 5 or 6 days for free, and people would buy my course. I don't think they even bought for the course; they just want to go to Mexico for free. So
yeah, but you didn't get to go for free though, did you?
No, yeah.
What were you? No, like what what's the catch with that? You have to pay like port fees.
Yeah, you
have
to like pay everything. You pay like $200, but then you go to Mexico for free for like 6 days.
Interesting. I've never heard anybody take advantage of that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they did or not. I didn't ask, but I would. People would say, "Well, hey, John, how'd you do at the event tonight?" I go, "Well, I either sold 15 real estate courses or 15 trips to Mexico. I don't know which it was, but." So I don't know. I don't think that would go over so well now, trips to Mexico.
I don't think they're doing cruise. Was it a cruise though? Or was it
you could do cruises. You could go to Mexico.
They don't do cruises. Do they do cruises again with COVID?
They're about to start cruises again. Carnival Cruise Line and
good.
Viking. Yep. Yeah. So, this is going to be kind of empty. You ever been on a cruise?
I have. Yeah.
Where the hell have you been on a cruise?
I have.
Out of Pennsylvania.
Well, New York, you go. Oh. Yeah, and you could go down to the Bahamas. You just go down the East Coast.
That is a long freaking boat ride.
Do you know they have a boat? If you're into boating, you could go down the Eastern Seaboard, and you could connect. It's Mississippi River, Gulf, Eastern Seaboard, and then the up in New York, you've got the, what is that called? You have like a little lock system
New York?
Yeah, it's all connected. It's a big circle and they call it something. I forget. I'm sure viewers at home will comment on it. But yeah.
The viewers at home, like they're sitting there watching us on television. After us is Johnny Carson. Viewers at home. Why would you take a cruise from New York? Why not just fly to Mexico? I mean, why not just fly to Miami or Jacksonville or take a cruise from the Bahamas?
Yeah, you could.
That's just a long boat ride from New York.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, when you're on a cruise, I mean, you're really not, it doesn't really matter where you are.
You know what? I tried to be a comedian on cruise ships before, back in the day.
I feel like that bar is set so low. Did you just not get the position or?
No.
Were they looking for more experience?
It was a booking company, I think out of Miami, and they would book the entertainment. And so I was working, I was trying to get on cruise ships. So that'd be fun.
Did the magician beat you out?
Carrot Top. Carrot Top beat me out with his box of tricks. That guy, he's. So anyway, guys, subscribe, give us thumbs up, leave comments, questions. And again, go to leaseoptionclasses.com. Guys, that's it. Take care. We'll see you in the next episode. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of the Lease Option Experience. I hope you got a lot of information out of that episode. Again, if you have any questions about lease options, email us questions@leasingtobuy.com. Again, that's questions@leasingtobuy.com. And again, if you haven't yet, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on any platform that you're listening to or watching us on. Again, questions@leasingtobuy.com. And if you haven't, again, go to leaseoptionclasses.com. Get all your free downloads, a lot of great information, including the steps to lease option, a lease option calculator, my seller price sheet, and even my comparison sheet. Again, that's leaseoptionclasses.com. And we've got a lot more training videos there as well. And you can even learn more about the Lease Options 2.0 training information. All right, take care and we'll see you on the next episode.